34.
3134, how can I help you?
Somebody, I pick up an ADA with on a motor of the chair, but I did not know, but it seems to be on the bus, the whole bus smells with pee. I think he has a dry pee on in his pants, and then the whole bus smelling. So right now, I don't know if we want, another bus want to pick it up if it get off, but the whole bus is smelling with pee. It's not wasting the floor, but I think it's a dry pee on him. So I just want to let you know.
Okay, is he still on the bus?
Yeah, he's still on the bus, but I think he's going to back on my township. I don't know if another bus want to pick him up because if the whole bus is smelling.
All right, well, we don't know if he's going to be catching another bus at Clackamas Town Center or not, so I don't want to just assume that he is. That may be his final destination or somewhere between where you're at now and the Clackamas Town Center. However, if you feel like it is a distraction to drive because of the smell, you have every right to pull over and explain to that person that they are a biohazard and that they need to deboard the bus.
All right. You know, trauma. I just wanted to say I get to Clackamas now because I'm almost there. But I was just trying to see if I could give him some description of him so that we can get him back into the bus. That's what I was calling for.
All right. Well, he's not doing anything illegal that I would want to send that out. And he doesn't have, he's in a chair, so he's not spreading bio. So I'm going to thank you for the call, but I'll wait for a second call on this if that's necessary.
Well, thank you. Just wanted to let you know. Thank you.
You're welcome. 1214.